I'm going to introduce our second speaker, which is Lori Babcock, who is the owner-operator of the Tieton Farm and Creamery, which is located in Tieton, Washington. And also, Lori is an advisor to the Washington State Artists and Cheese Festival Group, which will be holding their annual conference here coming up in October, which I am also going to do a plug because we're going to have a one-day workshop on October 11th in the Seattle, Washington area, and there'll be more information with a link towards the end of this webinar. So with that, Lori, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for that great introduction, Claudia. I am quite honored and a little overwhelmed to be speaking at this webinar, especially after such a great speaker like Dr. D'Amico. I am just happy to be here, so thanks for having me. I am Lori Babcock, and that's my wife, Ruth, and I. We are the owners of Tieton Farm and Creamery, located here in the beautiful Yakima Valley in Washington State. Ruth and I both had a lifelong desire to farm and live the so-called simple life. We both came to the realization that we were quite bored with our current careers, and if we were ever going to live our farm dream, we better move on it and do it soon. We had started a tiny urban farm in the Seattle area where our cousin had about an acre and a quarter of seriously overgrown property that was just screaming for goats, and that is where we got our start. For 5 years, we raised organic vegetables and animals, and that is when I fell in love with the cheese-making process that we got from the milk of the goats and the sheep. I blended the milks then since it was all that I had, and I loved the cheese that it made so much that I still blend their milks to this day. We quickly outgrew our 1.25 acres, and now, as you're seeing photos, we have a 21-acre farm where we raise a variety of animals. We are a diverse farm that practices management-intensive grazing, where the animals are rotated through the different pastures, always eating fresh browse. The main events being, of course, the dairy goats and sheep for cheese making. We have poultry for pasture management and pigs who are fed the whey from the cheese production. So as on a sustainable farm, nothing goes to waste. We, being farmer, owner, producers, are very concerned with product safety. And as a farm where we raise our own herd, we believe safety and cleanliness begins in the field. Our animals are free-ranging on fresh pastures that are never sprayed with herbicides or pesticides, and we have no need for chemical fertilizers. Our water is coming from the Rimrock Dam and is beautiful and clean. Our animals are healthy, and we verify that daily when we milk them ourselves. We know the health of each spoiled goat and sheep every day and can immediately remove any suspect animal. Again, as owner-producers, we are really concerned about the quality and safety of the end product, not just because it's the law, but because it reflects directly upon us. We are responsible for each step of the cheese-making process, and we take pride in the end product being the very best we can offer. As our emphasis has always been on prevention, what concerns us with the broader legislation of food making processes is that we will be given the additional burden of record keeping. This is a time consuming job for a small operation like ours. I can see and promote larger operations having the need where, you know, they have many employees and they're probably using transported milk from confined animals. But we have so little, if anything at all, in common with big commercial producers, yet we may be treated with the same exact broad brush. Not that small producers do not have the need to have and maintain high standards for sanitation. I know this is very critical. We just have a very different set of variables. Quality is the priority over quantity in small batch cheese making. And part of that quality is high standards for cleanliness by definition. Making great cheese is always all about the great milk. And great milk comes from healthy animals in a healthy environment. You cannot have a high quality product without it being a safe product. But you can have a safe product that has absolutely no relationship to quality. And when I have witnessed commercial, let's call it cheese-like products being made, I have to tell you, I would rather eat my cell phone. Prevention versus reaction sounds great, but if the model that the FDA is shooting for is similar to what the USDA already does for meat inspection, then I personally worry that paperwork and making the process the same for all processors will supersede quality. This is not in artisan cheesemaking interest, and, you know, it's a cheesemaking has a lot of different processes. It can vary from cheesemaker to cheesemaker, and we can all still produce a safe product. Cheesemaking is a wonderful but ancient craft, and today, because of regulated high standards for safety, we all use modern equipment like pasteurizers, pH meters, bomb meters, hygrometers, meters, all kinds of meters, stainless steel, everything, swabs for testing, and laboratory testing, all to ensure product safety. I personally would like to see some FDA approval for bringing back some of the ancient methods that can be safe and be allowed, like aging on wood planks, wrapping our cheese in spruce boards, having handmade rush baskets, all tools that impart flavors and nuances to cheese that chemistry from cultures do not. I personally have also never understood why European cheese producers are allowed to use these tools, and we get to compete with those cheeses in the marketplace, but we cannot use the same methodologies. If we can import those products made with using those old world tools, then why can't we use those tools ourselves? I would welcome training as a requirement, however, and I would love to see some microbiology courses offered specifically to cheesemakers. I believe it is important to learn and keep updated on pathogenic control and how pathogens can get into our products. Learning the science behind why we need to prevent them is very, very helpful. For me, I'm going to call it Listeria M, remains totally mysterious as to how it can exist in the air, on our clothing, on our shoes, and hide in places that are hard to reach and clean, yet more people aren't contracting it daily from their own home kitchens on a fairly regular basis. It seems like it would be on every household sponge. At Tyakin Farm and Creamery, we have no mechanical equipment outside of that pasteurizer, which, of course, was designed to be cleaned. Everything else is done by hand, so cleaning is pretty straightforward. To me, record-keeping requirements on that type of prevention just make an already long and hard day longer and even harder. With the FDA getting access to records, it seems to suggest that we will need to know a lot about what those records are supposed to look like, and I understand that training is forthcoming, and I hope that's coming soon. In closing, I really wanted to speak to the idea that FDA inspections are to become adversarial and charge us $237 an hour for a reinspection. And I encourage all of you that are listening to comment at least on this portion of it. First of all, I would like to be able to charge $237 an hour for anything that I do. I'm sure that Dr. D'Amico and all the wonderful staff and people that are putting this webinar together today were paid much more modestly than that for their time. And me, I'm just hoping that someone will buy me a beer at the end of this day. Those kinds of fees will just put small producers out of business. And on top of that, they actually want to be adversarial as well, which I find frightening and honestly insulting to imagine that the great and big powerful FDA pick on the likes of small owner producers like Ruth and I. In the context of the small family farm producing small batches of farm-fed cheeses, we could not be more invested in product safety. We are actually risking everything we own. Our personal reputation depends on it, and we would never want anyone to be sick from our products. I believe the FDA should be grateful for our existence, as I am grateful for all the other great farmers I know producing great products from their own farms. Thank you, everyone, for your time.
This is Claudia Coles, your MC for the day for the webinar. Lori, thank you very much for your words and information about the Tyneton Farm and Creamery. As you can hear in Lori's presentation, I think we have a lot of different perspectives about what the preventive controls rules that FDA is proposing are about, and how people have different perspectives on them and different opinions. So again, part of our presentation that Dennis presented today and information Lori's provided will help you in turn realize why it's very important for everyone to provide draft comments to the Food and Drug Administration and to regulatory organizations such as WYON, the Washington State Department of Agriculture.